Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Lee Harris, and here are today's top local stories.
Donald Trump was not arrested yesterday, as he said he expected to be, and there's no indication as to when or even if he will be on what some legal experts consider very iffy charges that could come out of a Manhattan grand jury investigating the record-keeping concerning the non-disclosure agreement payment to Stormy Daniels. In the meantime, the NYPD is becoming increasingly concerned about supporters of former President Trump gathering in New York. Of course, it's not the only legal case involving the former president. There's still the matter of those classified documents he was keeping down at Mar-a-Lago.
Sources telling ABC News that Washington, D.C.'s now former district court's chief judge, Beryl Howell, wrote in a sealed filing that there's clear evidence Donald Trump committed crimes related to taking classified documents and that his lawyers should be compelled to testify. Even though the judge and special counsel appear to agree, they would still need to meet an even higher standard to actually seek charges against the former president to prove guilt beyond a reasonable doubt, something prosecutors are still working to do.
Andy Field reporting. Meantime, the investigation into classified documents found on President Biden's property continues. Let's get more now on the NYPD's concerns from Glenn Schuck. He's outside Trump Tower this morning. Glenn?
As the grand jury returns to do their work today in Lower Manhattan, there could be additional witnesses still. Donald Trump remains in Florida for now, as the NYPD and other agencies busy monitoring what they call online chatter as to where demonstrations may organize in the days ahead. And they're reminding any protesters who'll be gathering that you are not to carry any type of gun, concealed weapon. Several bomb threats were received yesterday in Lower Manhattan, including at the courthouses. They all turned out to be unfounded. So again, regarding the grand jury, once this evidence is all presented to them, they'll then sit down and the panel will vote whether or not to indict Donald Trump. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds at 92.3 FM here at Trump Tower.
Wearing jewelry in public can be risky business on the streets of New York City these days. Some men and women have found that out the hard way recently, as Samantha Liebman reports from Inwood this morning.
The NYPD reporting at least three instances where robbers made off with a total of $23,000 in jewelry and cash in armed robberies here and in the Bronx this month. The first instance, March 3rd, just after 5 in the morning, the suspect showed his gun to two women on Grand Concourse and took necklaces right off of them. The next morning, around 7:30 here at the Dyckman Street 1 train station, a man went inside, hit the victim in the head with a gun, and took jewelry and a wallet with $1,200 inside. Just a few hours later, at a barbershop on East 169th Street in the Bronx, the suspect hit a 50-year-old victim in the head and took jewelry from his wrist and neck. In all the cases, the suspect came and went in a dark gray BMW X5. Samantha Liebman, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Inwood.
Nurses working at hospitals run by New York City say they make $19,000 a year less than their counterparts at private hospitals, and they want the city to give them pay parity. Nurse Shayna Marston, who works on Rikers Island, was tearful as she spoke to the city council about struggling to get by on her pay.
We are asking for financial support in order to provide better pay and better working conditions. We don't want to work two jobs.
The New York State Nurses Association is negotiating a new contract for 9,000 nurses who work for the city. They're currently working under an expired contract, and the union says about 10% of nurses at city-run hospitals have left for better pay in the private sector. Swastikas have been turning up in Queens on a sidewalk in Rego Park on the side of the building in Forest Hills, and City Councilmember Lynn Schulman is concerned that's what is being expressed by vandalism now will turn into violence later.
Let's hope it doesn't. You know, in this day and age, there's so much hatred around, and that's why we're trying to bring communities together.
Schulman says she heard about this most recent graffiti right after she held a community forum on hate and anti-Semitism. The NYPD Hate Crimes Task Force is looking into those incidents. Hillary Clinton and daughter Chelsea caught some like it hot on Broadway last week, and it seemed like somebody either didn't like the show or maybe didn't like them, because page 6 in the Post reports this person defecated in the aisle of the Schubert Theater not far from where the Clintons were sitting. A source close to the show insists that it was just a sad accident involving an elderly person and that the staff quickly resolved the situation. No comment from the Clintons. Stealing shopping carts from stores and then leaving them wherever seems to be a popular pastime in Riverhead. Some locals have been complaining that the carts are a nuisance, but advocates for the homeless say they know what this is really about.
Most of us have seen a shopping cart abandoned on a residential street or the side of a busy roadway, but some lawmakers in the town of Riverhead say shopping carts just left in places they should not be has become a big problem. So they want business owners in high traffic areas to put anti-theft devices on the carts. The idea makes Greta Gorton, the executive director of the Long Island Coalition for the Homeless, angry.
If it were really an issue, and I think that this is completely criminalization of the homeless and of people that are low income. If it were really an issue that these carts were not being returned on a regular basis or that they were being regularly abandoned, the stores themselves already would have put something in place.
I contacted two lawmakers in the town looking for comment, but did not hear back. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Suffolk County, Long Island.
It's been 2 years since Nafia Ikram had acid splashed in her face outside her home in Elmont. Police still haven't made an arrest in the case, and Nassau County Legislator Carrie A. Solage thinks that the police need to step up their efforts.
It's a two-year anniversary. Justice has not yet been served. The assailant has not yet been apprehended. It's more than just justice. It goes to her healing and her closure.
Nafia Ikram suffered severe burns. Solange will join Nafia and her family outside their home in Elmont today to demand renewed efforts to solve the case. There was a whole lot of shaking going on in one of the city's newest and tallest office buildings yesterday, and the people working there didn't want to hang around to find out how it turned out. They headed for the exits.
Working in a 93-story skyscraper, you get used to some swaying.
These things shake in the wind, so it's not like the first time it happens.
But this felt different, an up-and-down jolt at One Vanderbilt.
Everyone said, like, you know, this felt like a pretty significant thing. Let's head out.
This worker tells me monitors in his office were jostled around.
People were freaked out. We were in the elevator. Everyone felt it, you know, as we were going down. Everyone was a little bit scared just taking the elevator in general right after it happened.
SL Green, the building owner, blames these vibrations, in its words, on an elevator malfunction. It happened during maintenance at the Summit Observation Deck. Nobody was hurt, and it says there is no further danger. Steve Burns, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Midtown.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.